People have come from all over North America and over 40 foreign countries to Orlando, Florida for Ag Connect Expo. I caught up with a couple of dairy farmers who traveled over 1,000 miles from Somerset County in western Pennsylvania. Hello, everyone. I'm Julie Harker with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Hope springs eternal, you might say, in almost every farmer. 2009 was a tough year for Edward O'Brien and his friend, who came to Orlando to learn about the latest equipment and technology and take what they've learned back with them. I asked O'Brien why he came to Ag Connect.
Well, my dealer had been talking about it all fall, and he brought us down, our agriculture dealer, equipment dealer.
So what have you seen so far? Anything that's impressed you? Anything you've learned?
Well, equipment from foreign countries. I think it was an inverter from France has just caught my eye. It was really fantastic. The acreage you can cover with that machine.
You going to get one?
I don't have 20,000 acres like them guys do over there.
What else are you going to be looking for at this show?
Well, mainly the dealer brought me down. We run their type of equipment, Claws, Fendt tractors. We'll be spending some time in them booths, looking for new things. It's out on the market.
What kind of a year have you had?
I'm 66, and it's the worst year I've ever farmed. Low milk prices and late getting the crops in, hard to get them harvested in fall. And that's, I think, pretty much United States. You hear everybody talking that way.
Any lessons learned that you can apply to the upcoming year?
I know I had an interview here about a month or so ago, and I said I hope I can be a better manager next year. I don't know how to do it any better, but that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I'm sure you've used a lot of your risk management tools through this past year. What's helped you through?
Well, thank God we can loan bar money on our credit to keep operating. That's how we got through. Because these half milk checks didn't cut it.
There's some more milk relief coming. Are you expecting any other kind of help?
We did get one check for a year's production of 32 cents a hundred. It sure was a blessing. We got that much, but it takes a whole lot more than that. And it's going to take a couple years to recoup what we lost this year. I mean, if we do get high milk prices, it's not going to balance back here in a month or two. It's going to take a couple years to get back on schedule.
Meantime, you're hanging in.
Yeah, that's all I know.
From the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, I'm Julie Harker.